Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you know, your girls can wear makeup and you didn't tell me? Let's go.
You're like, Denmark's great.
I said Europe is rocking.
You're listening to the Sherlock's podcast, your guide to a more stylish life. Hello and welcome to today's In Conversation With podcast. I'm Georgie Courage-Cole, the founder of Sherlock's, and I'm thrilled to be joined today by Emmeline Ramlov. After years of trying to find lip and nail products that were an exact match for her skin tone, Ugandan-born, Denmark-raised and London-based Emmeline Ramlov founded Emmeline Cosmetics, a brand that caters to those looking for coordinated colours and specific shades. Each of her colours are named after an African country, city or landmark, and they are a celebration of the inclusive spirit of her brand. Today she joins me on the Sherlock's podcast to talk about how she started the business, the lessons she has learned so far, and where she sees things going next. Emmeline, welcome.
Thank you for having me back again.
It's lovely to see you again. You were just saying it was 2 years ago you came on the show.
Yes, we had just launched.
I was just saying to Rich, who produces our behind the scenes, that I first discovered you during the pandemic.
Yes.
And somebody sent me some very glittery, beautiful lipsticks, and I'm quite fussy about my reds and my nudes. And I was like, hang on a minute, this is good. And anyway, you then came on the show. I'm an absolute convert.
Yes.
Crossed my heart, hope to die. The only reds I wear are Zanzibar and Casablanca. I get asked that all the time. I'm going to have them tattooed on my arm, on my gravestone or something. So anyway, it's lovely to have you back. Can we go back to the early days of your life? You were born in Uganda but grew up in Denmark. Can you tell us
Correct.
A bit about
so
your
yes.
upbringing, your early life?
Yeah, I want to know everything.
I want to know it all.
A to Z. So let's dig in. I was born in Uganda. My early school days were in Uganda. I had amazing childhood in Uganda. Growing up in Africa is amazing. As a child, you have outdoor, you have the sun, you have the music, the culture, the warm people. Everything is just phenomenal. I loved growing up there. If there was any place in the world I want to have a childhood, happy childhood, would be Uganda.
Oh, amazing.
Because everything was just wonderful.
What did your parents do, can I ask?
My dad worked in the customs and my mom was home looking after children. I come from a very big family. I'm a child number 6 and the first daughter.
Aww.
So I am a daddy's girl.
So your mom was pretty delighted when you came along.
Yes. I have a lot of brothers. So growing up in a big family, sharing was caring. I have my 4 children because I love big family. I come from big family. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm very envious. I never got to 4. I got to 3. But
well done.
Definitely the time has passed, but I'm always going to hold it against my husband, I think. So tell me, so you had a wonderful childhood
yes.
in Uganda.
Yes.
What values do you think it instilled in you? Because it's a very different way of life. I say that
yes.
my stepsister-in-law is from Uganda, and I know it's a very different world.
Yes.
What would you say it gave to you?
I would say growing up in Africa, you appreciate small things and you grow up around strong individuals. I, for example, learned to accept who I am. I learned from a very early stage that beauty is what you have inside. Beauty is about the skills you have, the things you can do. So as you know, growing up in Africa, as a young girl, you are not allowed to wear makeup.
Is that right?
You are not allowed to wear makeup. Makeup is seen as a distraction to your schoolwork and attraction to men.
Right.
So you are not allowed to wear nail polishes, eyeshadows, and at some schools, they don't allow you to wear long hair.
Right.
You are supposed to be a child, learning different skills. I had so many activities. I would go running in the field, playing football, weaving baskets. I mean, the activities were endless.
Were there equal opportunities for girls as there were boys? Were you treated the same in education?
Yes, that was equal. The only difference I saw at the time was girls were not allowed to wear trousers. That came very later. But when I was a child, we were not allowed to wear trousers. And we were actually not allowed to go on the bicycles. That was like something boys do, girls don't do. So, yeah.
It's come on a bit since then. So how did you end up in Denmark?
I moved to Denmark in 1990s with my family. And I had to integrate into a new culture and learn the Danish too.
So you speak Danish?
I speak Danish. I'm Danish. I have a Danish passport. And
so you were a teenager when you moved to Denmark?
Yes. So I speak Danish and I speak three Ugandan languages.
One yeah, because there mom's. Are so many. I know.
So many. I speak my mom's tribe language, my dad's tribe language, and my best friend's tribal language as well.
Wow.
So when I go to Uganda, I actually feel at home. And
are different tribe languages easy to pick up?
They're similar, so it's easy to pick up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's like Danish and Swedish.
Okay.
So I speak Danish, but I understand Swedish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So life in Denmark, what was that like? Was that, can I ask what took you to Denmark?
I moved to Denmark with my family.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And life in Denmark is amazing. At first was a shock to me.
I can't imagine that's a normal move from somebody Ugandan.
It was
to go
a
to Denmark.
Huge culture shock. Like, honestly, everything was different. The weather was different, the food was different, people around me was different, a mentality was different. I went to study Danish at Danish school. When you come as a foreigner there, you go to study Danish before you actually join the mainstream schools.
Right.
So it took me 2 years to study Danish before I was able to join normal Danish school.
That makes sense, right.
As a child, you learn language quick, so... Yeah. Thank God it took me only 2 years to get where I needed to be. At school, I remember I was the only black person. I was the only black
student. In the whole school?
Yeah, I was the only black student, and there were no black teachers to identify myself with. That was a shock to me and a big adjustment. Yeah.
And how were you treated at school?
They knew I was different and they accepted it. Thanks God, the bullying policy was really, really strict and we all got on with it.
So you were happy there?
I was very happy. The girls went around with me, showed me around. We even met outside the school. So it was really, 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 really good upbringing, I must say. It could have been worse. I know there's so much racism nowadays and it has always been. But in the school I went, it was a small school. And it was really, really, really nice. And the teachers were very aware I was the only black child at school. So they paid extra attention to me and checked very occasionally, are you happy? Is all okay? Are you behind in Danish language, Danish lessons? So they gave me extra lessons and I catched up very quickly.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So you grew up pretty confident then and happy and feeling like you'd had... opportunities and a great education.
Yes, but as I said, I grew up in Denmark and I moved there at age of 13. As a teenager, that's when I started having an interest in makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I remember sitting in a classroom and I looked at my classmates who had a full face of makeup and had glitter nails. And I'm like, girl, you better go and change this makeup because you are going to be in serious trouble. Honestly, the teacher is coming in any minute from now. She was like, what are you talking about? This is Europe. Here girls wear makeup. I was like, really? I don't believe you until I've seen the teacher. And when the teacher came into the classroom, she said nothing. Just put her books down and went to teach. I was like, wow, this is awesome.
You're like, this time tomorrow.
Yes, this is it. I went home, I said, Mom, we gotta go shopping. Do you know here girls can wear makeup and you didn't tell me? Let's go.
You're like, Denmark's great.
I said, Europe is rocking.
Love it.
Yeah.
And was your mom into makeup? Where,
oh, yeah.
Or was it just such a novelty?
No, she was into makeup.
Okay.
She was into makeup. As again, she was into lipstick, nail polish, everything. Lip liner. She loved lip liners. I remember the day she took me out for shopping and my basket was like a rainbow because I had all the colors in there, the yellow, the reds, the nudes. I was actually surprised. I was so more attracted to the nudes.
That was something then that you got on board with. You were like, this is for me.
Yes.
Did you know from that point that this was a world you wanted to work in? Did you sort of consciously follow that route?
I enjoyed the change of now I can actually wear makeup and experience these colors and the freedom of expressing myself through makeup. So that to me was everything. That's when I started going to the shops and looking for my shades, and I could not find my shades already back then. But Denmark was not diverse in the 90s. Mm. So all the colors were for white people.
For white skin, yeah.
For white skin. I was like, oh, maybe it's just a one-off. No, it's obvious there's no many black people in Denmark, so they will not have our colors. So I will try London. I have a family in London. I visit a lot. And whenever we came here, we would go to Brixton because there's a majority of black people where I could find hair products, Afro hair products. If there's any chance of finding my shade, it would be in Brixton.
Okay.
But that did not mean I did not go in Harrods or Selfridges or any other high-end malls.
And did you find anything there?
I did not find anything. Mm. I looked around. I went from brand to brand.
And what are we? We're in the late 90s now, are we?
Yes.
Okay.
I realized they were doing colors, but they were not a wide range of colors. There were reds, but they were not wide selection of red. So whatever red was there was not actually the right shade for me. Mm-hmm. And the same for nudes. And I feel most polished when I match my lips and nails. So I'm like, what if I want to match my nails to my lips? They were like, oh, we don't do this. Oh, we don't have. I was like, this is actually very annoying. Already at that stage, I started realizing there is a gap on the market. No one is doing this. Everybody does a red and nude, but not a wide range of it, which means I'm not included. My sister would not be included because my skin color changes with the weather. What I wear in summer is not what I wear in winter.
Sure.
So when I was looking at their selection, I was like, but this does not cater my needs. That's when I realized I am onto something here. That's when I said, okay, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to do a big, wide selection of reds and nudes with a matching lips and nails. Yeah, and have fun.
So your late 90s, where you sort of saw this gap in the market.
Yes.
You finished school in Denmark.
Yes.
What happened next?
I studied business in Denmark. When I finished my business in Denmark, I wanted to move into a bigger city. So I moved to London. And the first thing I did in London was work in Harrods. I wanted to explore the fashion industry. And I did that and I realized I actually want to go back and study. This time I want to study law.
And can I ask, what did you do in Harrods?
I was working in Jimmy Choo in the handbag section, actually, so I could move around.
Yeah.
I was there like a year to two.
What was it like working? I mean, I worked in Harvey Nichols, actually, for a time. And God, it was hard work. My feet at the end of the day.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved my team. I loved the whole environment. It is exactly what I needed, especially after coming from a small country like Denmark and coming to a big city. This was huge to me to experience. I got exactly what I needed. And then I said, I'm going to go and study law.
So where did you study law?
I started in Westminster University. I did my first year and then I got pregnant and then I had to make the big decision to make family and study later. So I took a break and focused on making family. Now I have four children. And during this time, I created Emeline Cosmetics. So as I say, life turned up to be different than I expected, but I embrace it all and I enjoy what I'm doing now.
Can I ask you, I mean, you look insane after four children.
Can you
tell me how old your children are?
My youngest is 5, my oldest is 12, and then I have a 9 and 8 boys in the between.
Wow.
Yeah.
And your husband, partner?
Yeah, he's English.
He
loves what I'm doing, and I have a very strong family and very supportive family.
Amazing. So can you tell us
how you got the product off the ground. So you realized there was this gap in the market. What did you do? How did you find your manufacturer? How did you come up with the branding? What can you talk us through that journey? Because it's, and also how you had the sort of courage to do it, because the beauty market is incredibly cluttered. There are some mm-hmm. enormous brands with huge backing.
Yes.
And it is no mean feat to yeah. to launch your own beauty brand. And I really don't say that lightly. So how did you do it?
I was so sure of what I wanted to do and how I wanted it to be. I had a vision about my brand, how my brand could be. I knew the first thing to do was to find someone who...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Has worked in the field for a long time. So I found a product developer. I had a meeting. I said, this is what I want to do. This is how I want it to look. This is what I wanted to have a touch of. I said, I am from Africa. I was born in Uganda. And I wanted to bring everything I love about Africa into the brand. I wear most reds and I wear most nudes. So these are the only two colors I want to focus on. And she was like, this is amazing. No one is doing it. So you definitely...
Listen, what other colors do we need? I mean, frankly. Yeah.
She was like, this is genius. And it has a story and is exactly what you are visioning. I was like, yes. So...
And what year is this?
4 years ago. We have launched 2 years, but it took me 2 years to put the brand together.
To get it all going, yeah.
So it took me 2 years to put the brand together. I had to match across three different formulas. So the lip liner, lipsticks, and nail polishes. Mm-hmm. That process took me a long time to match because of the different formulas. But that had to be done because... That is what is so special about Emeline Cosmetics, that they match across three product categories, mm-hmm. which is now growing, and we're bringing in lip glosses this summer.
Amazing. I'm looking at you're wearing a lovely lip gloss right now.
Yeah.
So you found this product developer.
Yes.
And did you work with her on a freelance basis? Did you
yes,
bring
it
her
was,
into the business?
Yes, she was on a freelance basis. She said, okay, I have manufacturers in mind. I would get
and how did you know that she was the one for you? Had she worked for other brands that you rated?
Yes, she has worked for other brands and she started Science Cosmetics. It was just the perfect one, actually. Okay. So she understood my vision, how to put it together. We discussed the packaging. I said, well, I want the packaging to be fun because makeup is all about fun. I want it to smell good, look good. And yeah, we did it.
And did she work on the branding, the product design, the formulas, all
yes,
of that?
Yes, she helped me Amazing. With everything.
Amazing.
Yeah.
How many nudes are there? How many reds are there?
So Emeline Cosmetics launched with 15 reds and 15 nudes, matching across three products, mm-hmm. lipstick, lip liner, and nail polishes. Now this summer launching lip glosses.
And what year did you launch in? I mean, it was
during
the
launched
pandemic.
In May 2020.
Okay, so we're just... into the pandemic. God, it's all such a blur. Yes. What happened when? March 2020, we went into lockdown. You launched in May.
Yes.
How? And I mean, did that send you into an almighty panic?
Yes.
What did that mean? And how did you go about launching, given that we were in
launching
lockdown?
During pandemic was the craziest thing I have ever done. But I was not going to let anything stop me launching because we had arranged a big pop-up in Covent Garden. We were set and good to go. but had to cancel everything at last minute. But because everything was moving onto online shopping, it made sense for me or for us to go ahead and launch. We had website, we had press event, we had pop-up location, but all had to be cancelled last minute.
Other than your website?
Yes.
And who was your team then? You've got a few of them with you today, but who was your team then? Were you working still with a product developer?
Yes, product developer, website developer, PR, and myself.
Okay.
Yes.
And had it been easy to prioritize those functions?
Yes.
It had. Okay. Yeah. So, pandemic happens, pop-up cancelled.
Pandemic happened.
Press events cancelled.
Yes.
So, what do you do instead?
We went ahead and launched. We announced the launch. And since then, I can say we have had so much love and support from you, our customers, everybody, like literally. And we have won multiple awards. We have been so lucky to be recognized for inclusivity already in our year one. We won a Get the Gloss Award for Inclusivity, Cosmopolitan's ASOS Beauty Award for Best Brand, and many more. I would say Emmeline has been so far so successful and is growing so fast, faster than I expected.
Amazing. Congratulations. How cool.
Thank you.
As I said, I remember, well, clearly your PR strategy was flipped on its head and you sent a load of product to various publications, journalists, etc. I was one of the lucky recipients and I thought, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
I only wear nudes and reds and this is cool. And the packaging.
Just like me.
Really fun. Yeah. And I loved it. And I honestly found my two perfect reds, Casablanca, Zanzibar, and my nude, and I can't think of the name.
Luxor.
And my nude.
Oh, bestseller, Luxor.
Is it?
Oh my God.
It's the
Everyone
most
is going crazy.
And I have
over
to
Luxor.
Say, there's another nude in the industry that's very well known. And I'm not going to mention the brand, but Luxor from Emmeline Cosmetics is better by a mile. It's a much better nude. Anyway, I'm sure people listening will know what I'm referring to.
I think I know because many of our customers
have. We're not
going to
talk about that brand, and I'm a big fan of that brand. But your nude is a much better nude. It's a much gentler nude, and it's fabulous. So if you're into nudes, get Luxor. You will not regret it, and the packaging is beautiful. What have been the biggest challenges? I mean, obviously a pandemic has been a massive challenge. Other than that, has it gone really well? What's been hard? What advice can you share? What learnings? Are there any things that you would do differently?
Yeah, I think for me, what's been difficult was pandemic and the manufacturers realizing with manufacturer things went quiet because of the lockdown. What we wanted could not arrive on time. Everything went on hold, really. So, which I feel put us a step back. We would have launched, for example, our glosses way earlier. Unfortunately, that did not happen. But that does not mean it's not coming this summer. So that you're all set.
And talk to us about other things that have contributed to your success, I guess, for people listening.
Yeah. I think it's the drive for representation, inclusivity. For me, I really wanted everybody to be included. I wanted everyone to feel seen and heard and find their shade and also match across three product categories now for soon. So that was really important and people are loving it. They are loving that they have a choice. They have a variety. They have a good product. As you know, our products are very popular, especially our lipsticks and nail polishes. As you know, my polishes are high shine and they dry super, super fast.
Yeah.
To me, as a mom, it was very, very important that my nail polish dry very quick.
Your nail color combined with the Sesh V top coat is the fastest thing.
Yeah,
I have to tell you.
Yeah.
And talk to us about the beauty industry. How easy or difficult have you found it? Because the beauty industry is really dominated by some big players.
Yes.
And you are still a relatively small, growing fast, but still a relatively small independent brand. How do you, I mean, you leverage yourself, right? I mean, you use what you've got, don't you, in the early days?
I love being part of the beauty industry. I would say the beauty industry, when it comes to inclusivity, there's way more that needs to be done. it's definitely got better, but there's way more to be done. One of the things that I feel that is needed is the way we market. The marketing needs to have more diverse skin. For example, when it comes to like foundation and lipsticks, everybody has got different skin and it changes all year around. So to me, I would like to see more diversity in marketing. What suits me is not going to suit my sister or you. Mm. This is actually explains why Emeline Cosmetics shades are very similar in colors. So I did that to ensure that everybody is included. Mm. I created 5 light skin, 5 medium and 5 dark. Mm. So if you are light skin or dark skin or whatever skin you are, you will have 5 shades to choose between all year round.
Well, and I also think it's clever because, you know, you are a black woman.
Yes.
I'm a white woman. Mm. You've created a range that talks to you and talks to me.
Yes.
And, you know, one could often say that a black woman's going to see the gap in the market. A lot of brands didn't speak to women with your color skin. They spoke to women with white skin. But the fact that you've gone the other way around is clever.
All that took me quite a long time to put together because to me,
Did you find it hard?
Yeah, that was really hard.
Did you find it hard as a black woman coming up with a product that was going to work for a white woman?
Yes, but then that's when I had different people try it. I tried the product on different skin. Mm. So that was really, 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 really interesting process.
Can you share a few more bestsellers? So Luxor is one of your best-selling nudes.
Yes.
I'm hoping that Zanzibar and Casablanca are up there.
Those are like top seller when it comes to red.
What's your best-selling red?
Casablanca.
Way.
And Zanzibar. I mean, Cape Town, all the bright colors sell a lot. And one of my favorites as well is Abuja. Okay. Abuja is like a pink red. It's fire. I absolutely love Abuja.
Okay, well, Casablanca is a kind of, it's a corally red, isn't it? It's quite a bright, it's got a little bit of orange in there, but not too much. To me, the secret of a great red is a little
Cape Town is really nice. And I would say Nigeria as well is a really nice color.
Okay.
On the nudes, I would say everything really sells.
Really?
Yeah, but especially Luxor, Eletria, Kampala. Yeah, all of them, really.
Well, and Zanzibar, back to the reds. Zanzibar is another.
Zanzibar,
it's quite bright still, but it's a little bit darker, isn't it, than Casablanca? And what's on the card? So you've got lip glosses coming.
Yes.
How hard is it to make a lip gloss?
I was really fun. I thought it would be hard, but it wasn't. It was really, really fun because I've already experienced the colors.
And you're color matching.
Yeah, so I had to color match.
Every lipstick shade.
Yes.
To a lip gloss.
Yeah. It was really fun going back. It was like, it felt really like going back to the scratch when I was doing the lipstick testings and I had to sit there again and do the swatches. But this time it was really, really fast because I have already known what I want to match. Mm. And it was really fun.
What's the long-term plan? Is it to develop more and more products?
Yeah, so Emeline is going to become a global brand. And
are you just sold in the UK at the moment?
At the moment, we're only in the UK. But we are looking to expanding to global markets as well. So we, this year, launching summer colors for our first gloss ever. And then sometime this year, again, we'll bring more. And by next year, we'll have a full range of 30 shades of lip glosses.
And surely with such inclusivity in your color palette so far, foundations, eye colors, that's got to be on the agenda, right?
Yes.
Tell me this.
I can tell you there's another product dropping soon for our first ever pop-up shop in Covent Garden this Christmas.
Amazing.
And it's something for the eye. I can't tell you more.
I'm looking at your eye makeup now, thinking that we're wearing quite a similar color eyeshadow.
Yes.
So if it's anything like that, I'm going to be a fan.
So something is dropping again in at Christmas. It's our first pop-up shop ever. It's going to be amazing. And if all goes well, we might drop another product. So
I know you're being very coy because you've had some manufacturing issues in the past. So I can quite understand. How are you doing this? Is this self-funded? Is this all under your own team?
Yes, it's self-funded.
Amazing. What does your team look like right now? Because I imagine it's growing and...
Yeah, we're really growing faster than I expected, as I said. The team has really grown. We have a head of marketing. brand manager, myself, and Pia.
And how do you know what you're doing in this world of beauty? I mean, are you just winging it like the best of us? Do you have a mentor? It's a complicated industry, the beauty industry, when you're dealing with formulas and, you know, all the red tape and logistics and everything that goes with it.
I follow my instincts. I know what I like, and I know if I like it, people is going to love it. I like quality, I like good formula, I like long lasting, high pigment, high shine. So yeah, all good, to be honest.
You're making it happen.
Yeah, it's happening.
What advice would you give to other people who might be tempted to go into the beauty industry or in the early days of launching and running a beauty brand?
Yeah, I would say do your homework, know what you want to do, have a vision. Be prepared. There will be bumps in the journey. The key is how you overcome them. So be well prepared and believe yourself. Go for your vision and dream. If it can happen for others, it can happen for you. But also surround yourself with people who believes in you and motivate you, because that is very, very important.
Well, thank you, Emmeline. It's been a pleasure to see you again. I mean, it's a lot to achieve in...
Thank you for having me back. This has been so fun seeing
you. Lovely to see you. I wish you so much luck. We will be there at the pop-up. Yay. Cheering you on. I'm really desperate to see what shades
you're
bringing out
in
the eye world. And yeah, congratulations on everything so far and to a bright future. That's it for today. If you enjoyed that, then do please rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends to listen to, and get on over to Emmeline Cosmetics and order yourself a Luxa and...
Casablanca,
you won't forget
and
it.
All of them.
You won't regret it. Thank you so much.
You have shared your rules.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.